Jesus' name.
感谢赞美是。
It is great to be here this morning with you all.
今天早上很高兴跟大家在这里。
Thank you for those that have been praying because I couldn't speak very long for the last couple of days without a cough issue I had.
也感谢那些为我祷告的，因为在过去两天呢，我不能，我因为声音的关系，我不能讲很长的话。
But we thank the Lord that He's given us this time here this morning.
但是还是为今天早上这样的时间来感谢神。
And we want to start by looking at a verse in Matthew 25, verse 21.
今天早上我们开始的时候，先一起看一处章节，在马太福音的25章21节。
So Matthew 25:21, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master."
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And if we could look at Proverbs 8:30-34, and it'll also be up here on the board for you.
然后我们现在来看，这个箴言的第八章，也是在这个投影上面。
So Proverbs 8:30-34, then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. Now therefore, O sons,Listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways, heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates and waiting at my doorpost.
箴言的第八章三十到三十四节，那时我在他那里为工师，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃，踊跃在他为人可住之地，也喜悦住在世人之间。众子啊，现在要听从我，因为谨守我道的便为有福，要听从教训就得智慧，不可弃绝听从我。日日在我门口仰望，在我门框旁边等候的那人便为有福。
So two thoughts there, entering into the joy of the master, and then the fact that JesusHere says he is the daily delight of his father.
那有两个思想，第一个呢，就是我们可以进入主人的快乐；第二个呢，就是主就是神的儿子，他日日为神所喜爱。
So let's have another further word of prayer. Just
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we do commit this time to you. We're just reminded that Lord, only Christ can reveal Christ.
主啊，我们把下面的时间交在你手里，因为我们知道只有基督你可以启示你自己。
We are dependent upon your Holy Spirit, Lord, to open our eyes and to reveal what is on your heart.
所以我们现在来依靠你的圣灵，愿意你打开我们的眼，让我们可以明白。
And Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes and open our hearts to receive that which you want to speak to us today.
打开我们的眼，打开我们的心，可以来接受你今天向我们要说的话。
So we commit this time and ourselves into your faithful hands in Jesus' name.
把我们自己交在你那恩手之中，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So entering into the joy of the master. Now that you guys are all warmed up singing joyful songs.
那刚才我们提到要进入主人的快乐，刚才我们已经使用这首诗歌有一个热身了。
So we've been reminded many times that we are actually in the end of the end times in these days.
我们已经几次被提醒，现在我们这个世代是末了的末了了。
And these are fact very dark times that we live in.
而且在事实上是一个非常黑暗的世代。
However, what we want to consider is the fact that when the time is darkest, when the night is darkest, is when the light can shine forth the brightest.
但是我们要彼此提醒，当这个黑暗最深的时候，如果有光照耀，那也是最明亮的时候。
So last week we were reminded that this is a critical time and we need to rise up and pray.
上一次弟兄已经提醒我们，在这个黑暗的时代，关键的时刻，我们要起来祷告。
And in this critical time, we want to make sure that we are not those consumed by the darkness.
在这个关键的时刻，愿意我们不是那个被黑暗侵蚀的人。
But rather, we are to be a light shining as a testimony unto our Lord Jesus Christ during these times, a light shining to His glory and honor.
反而要成为主那个荣耀的反应，让他的光可以照在这个黑暗里，成为我们耶稣的见证。
You know, I fear too often that all of us live somewhat defeated lives.
那很多时候我们都是活在一个失败的生命里面。
And that is not what the Lord created us for.
这不是神创造我们的目的。
All believers have this new life, and this life is the life of Christ.
每一个信主的人，我们里面都有一个新生命，这是基督的生命。
And this life is a victorious, overcoming life.
这个生命是一个得胜的生命。
So a few weeks ago, I attended with some other saints from here the Northeast Christian Conference.
在几周以前，我参加了一个东北基督徒的特会。
And I'm not going to give you a summary of the conference, but I do want to share a couple of thoughts I've been meditating upon since that time.
那我不会跟大家来做总结，但我会把我所思想得着的跟大家分享。
The theme there was entering into the joy of the Lord, our bridegroom.
那这一次特会的题目呢，是进入主我们新郎的快乐。
And it actually combined two verses out of Matthew chapter 25, verses 6 and verse 21.
这个特会呢是用两个主要章节摆在一起，一个就是马太福音25章第6节，另外就是21节。
Matthew 25:21, which we read, is from the parable of the servants.
我们所读过的马太福音25章21节是讲到一个主人的仆人们。
So we see the servants were given certain talents while the master went away, and then He was to return at a later time.
这个故事里面讲到主人要离开一段时候，然后就讲到这些仆人们都接受了主人所赐给他们的银子。
And upon his return, two of the servants not only give him back what he gave to them, but they give him back more that they have gained for him.
那这个仆人里面呢，有两个呢，当主人回来的时候，不光把主人当时赐给他们的银子来交给主人，而且把他们所赚的银子来交给主人。
And then the master tells them, Well done, good and faithful servants. You have been faithful in a few things, so I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of the master.
在这个时候主人就说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
So this word joy, interestingly enough, the word joy, rejoice, and joyful,In the English Standard Translation appears about 430 times in the Bible.
那很有意思的就是在英文标准版的圣经的里面，这个词喜乐、快乐、欢欣，出现了有430次之多。
In contrast, happy and happiness only appears about 10 times in that translation.
那在同时呢，高兴、开心，出现了大概只是10次左右。
And the word or expression of delight.Appears 110 times.
那还有一个词叫做喜爱，这个它出现了大概有110次。
Now these numbers may vary slightly between the various translations, but that's not important. The magnitude is the issue we want to pay attention to.
因为在不同的版本里面用词不一样，所以这个每一个这个数目不一定是都一致，但是有一件事就是这个规模是非常的大。
Remember, God has a glorious purpose, and that glorious purpose is centered in His Son.
那大家要记得，神有一个荣耀的旨意。这个荣耀的旨意，它的中心就围绕在主耶稣身上。
God has purpose.
就他自己的儿子身上。
God has purpose that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, be preeminent.
那神的心意是让他的儿子主耶稣基督居首位。
That He be the center and circumference of all things. That He be the beginning.And the end of all things.
他是万有的中心，也是万有所环绕的，而且他是起始，他也是终结。
But amazingly, he has included us in this glorious plan.
那最奇妙的就是他把我们包括在他这个如此伟大的计划里面。
He intends for us believers to be formed into the bride of Christ.
他的心意是把我们这些信主的人把我们造成他儿子的那个心腹。
And he created us for that purpose and his son came to earth to redeem us for that purpose.
他不光在这个旨意里面创造了我们，而且呢他来救赎我们，让我们可以成为耶稣的心腹。
To deliver us from sin, the bride must be spotless and guiltless.
我们需要被罪里面得拯救，因为这个心腹一定要是要无瑕疵无斑点的。
Possessing the character of the Son.
而且它里面应该有神儿子的性情。
And the Lord actually expresses this longing in his heart throughout the Bible in this picture of a wedding.
而且神呢在圣经里面也用 婚宴来代表了它里面这个渴望。
Redeemed and sanctified men becoming the bride of Christ.
这些蒙救赎啊得洁净的人成为基督的心腹。
Now it's a corporate bride, not individual brides.
这是一个团体的心腹，不是一个个人的心腹。
He has one bride, a unified, purified bride.
我们的主他有这一位心腹，是合一的。
One that is made ready for the bridegroom.
是为着新郎预备整齐的。
And that is very joyous.
这个是非常让人快乐的事。
So this morning we want to just think aboutThis aspect of joy, and specifically how Jesus delighted the Father, and how we are to delight the Father as well.
所以今天我们就来分享关于快乐这件事情，讲到主他自己如何成为父的喜悦，也讲到我们如何天天可以成为神的喜悦。
Now, I promise I won't use 430 verses this morning to talk about joy and delight, but we will use a number of verses so you'll see the overhead stay up.
我们今天不会把这四百多处讲到快乐的都列出来，但我们会有很多章节等会儿会投影出来。
I think we can all agree that we want joy.
我们应该都同意这个快乐是我们都想要得着的。
There's actually a natural void in our heart due to sin.
但是因着这个罪呢，我们里面就出来了一个空缺。
And there's a longing in our heart that can only be satisfied when we fulfill the purpose for which we were created for.
那只有当我们来成就完成我们被造的那个目的的时候才会这个渴望得着成就。
And that purpose is to be in union with Christ.
那这个旨意呢就是让我们跟基督能够合一。
But too often we actually are often in pursuit of happiness instead of joy. What happens impacts whether we are happy or not happy.
但是我们却追求了一个高兴开心而不是那个喜乐。
Our circumstances, our environment tend to impact us.
而且呢我们是被外面的环境来影响的。
But joy is not happiness. Joy is actually much different than happiness.
但是这个真正的喜乐快乐不是开心，两个是不一样的。
And joy does not depend on what happens. Joy does not depend upon our circumstances.
这个喜乐不根据环境，不根据我们自己的情感而受控制。
Joy may have an expression of some emotion, but it is not an emotion in itself.
这个快乐也许有情感上的表达，但是并不是情感。
Joy springs forth from an abiding, intimate, trusting relationship with our Lord Jesus.
这个快乐是从那个与神同住与他那个亲密信靠的关系里面涌出来的。
And we see this relationship in Proverbs 8:30.
我们也看到这样的一个关系是在箴言第八章三十节里面。
The joy expressed between the Father and the Son.
我们可以看到这个快乐是在父与子之间被表达出来的。
And it says about the Lord Jesus, daily I was his delight, rejoicing always before him.
在那里面主说这里面讲到主日日为他所喜爱，这是讲到为神所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。
Their delighting each other is actually an expression of overflowing joy.
那他们之间的这个快乐是那个涌流出来的，洋溢出来的。
When the Son knows he has pleased the Father, it brings great joy to his heart.
当这个儿子知道他在父的心里面给父亲带来喜悦的时候，他里面也满足的。
And daily, like Jesus, we too are to be the delight of the Father.
而我们也可以像耶稣一样，天天成为父的喜悦。
And the Holy Spirit wants to bring us in to this reality.
而且圣灵要把我们带进这个实际的里面。
So today we want to consider a couple of thoughts. First being,How Jesus was the delight of the Father.
那我今天跟大家来思想两个方面。第一个方面就是耶稣他如何成为父的喜爱。
And then we'll spend most of our time on the second aspect of how we, by his life in us, are to be the delight, are to be God's delight daily.
但更多的时间我们要花在第二方面，就是我们如何借着他在我们里面的生命，日日为神所喜爱。
So first, how was Jesus the delight of the Father?
那第一点就是耶稣如何为父所喜爱。
And second, how we by His life in us are to daily be God's delight.
那第二就是靠着这个在我们里面的生命，如何日日为神所喜爱。
So when and how was Jesus the delight of the Father?
那耶稣如何为神所喜爱呢
？The short answer is always and in every way.
是什么时候呢？这个答案呢，就是它是一直的，它是在每件事上的。
The verses that precede Proverbs 8:30 in Proverbs actually show us how the Lord Jesus was alongside.The Father, as He created all things.
那在这个箴言第八章里面可以看到，主耶稣在我们的父神创世的时候就与父在一起，他们一同快乐。
Between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们也看到在那里有父子圣灵那个完美的合一。
Now you may wonder why He ever even thought to create man.
也许我们有的时候会思想，为什么他要创造人呢？
Things were quite joyous without troublesome man in the picture.
因为那个时候那么快乐，你把人带进来，马上就把它给毁掉了。
But the Father had this purpose on His heart, and He wanted many sons, and He wanted to conform and form many sons to a companion for His Son, the Lord Jesus.
但是这个父神的心意呢，他是要得着许多的儿子，许多的儿子成为他儿子的心腹，成为他儿子的陪伴。
Can you imagine the Son and the Father, as the Son's alongside the Father and He's creating all things, and everything He created was good?
你能够来想象吗？就是当时父子在一起的时候，每一件事情被创造起来出来都是好的。
There had to be great joy as they looked and they saw all the good that was created, and as they shared and rested in what the Lord created.
他们在那里看到每一件被创造的都是如此的让人喜爱，而且呢，这里的每一个被创造的都达到神的心意。
Now, unfortunately, sin has brought corruption to this earth in much that we see and experience in a day.
但是很快的，就像我们今天所经历的一样，被创造的里面出现了堕落。
However, to the Father's delight, His Son was willing to lay down everything, His divinity, come to earth, and then lay down His life.In order to redeem us and deliver us from sin.
但是也是在神的喜悦里面，儿子他降卑为人，摆下他的神性到这个地上来拯救那些失丧的人。
Also that the Father's purpose would be accomplished.
这是为着父神的心意可以得满足。
We see a summary of this in Philippians 2:5-9.
然后在腓立比书第二章5-9也看到这件事的一个总结。
Philippians 2:5-9, have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in the appearance of as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
你们当以基督的心、耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
So we know before he came to earth, he was the delight of his father. But even his time on earth, he was the delight of his father daily.
我们知道在之前儿子已经是父心里面所喜悦的，但是当儿子来到这个地上的时候，在他的肉身的里面耶稣又是成为他父的喜悦。
Even when he was in Mary's womb, we see John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb leap for joy in the presence of the Lord Jesus.
当我们的主还在他的母亲玛利亚的怀中腹中怀孕之中的时候，当他们遇见伊丽莎白，那在伊丽莎白腹中的那个施洗约翰就在妈妈的腹中雀跃。
And at 8 days old, Jesus was brought into the temple to be circumcised.
然后也在耶稣出生之后被带到圣殿来洁净的时候。
Even as that infant, he was a comfort and encouragement to Simeon and Anna and those waiting for the Messiah.
作为一个婴孩，他已经成为那些那些虔诚等候神的，像西面、像哈拿这些人、亚拿这些人的安慰和他们的喜悦。
And Luke chapter 2 verse 40 tells us the child Jesus continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
在路加福音第二章那里面讲到第四十节，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
The father delighted to pour his grace on the one who was delighting him.
父愿意把他的恩典倾倒在那个让他得喜悦的人身上。
Then at age 12, we see Jesus, who's left behind for a time in the temple.
在耶稣十二岁的时候，我们记得他独自在圣殿的里面。
And his parents come back and he says, I need to be in my father's house, but they ask him to come back with them.
虽然他父母问他的时候，他说我当以我父的事为念，但是他的父母要求他与父母一起的时候。
So we see Jesus obey even these earthly authorities in his life and be subject to them.
我们看到耶稣他在肉身里面也来顺服他肉身的父母，让他们得喜悦。
And the result, Luke 2:52 tells us Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God.Amen.
然后在路加福音第二章五十二节讲到耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
His humble obedience even to earthly authority.
他对这个世上的权柄也是如此的顺服，如此的降服。他在谦卑的里面。
Was a delight to the Father.
这个让他的父亲得喜悦。
Then at age 30 he began his public ministry and we see him come.And be baptized.
在他三十岁的时候，我们看到他公开服侍，而且在那里受浸。
And as he's baptized, the Holy Spirit descends on him as a dove.
当他受浸的时候，圣灵就像鸽子降在他身上。
And then the Father declares in Luke 3:22, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased."
在路加福音第三章二十二节，这个时候神。就这样然后又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And I'm sure the father was delighted as he resisted the temptations of the devil immediately after his baptism.
我相信当时父亲如此喜悦他，因为在这个受浸之前，他在旷野里面已经胜过了所有的试探。
And also as he patiently, lovingly, enduringly continued shepherding and teaching the disciples.
而且他如此的忍耐，如此的劳苦，在那里来教导他的门徒。
Jesus walked with his disciples and he brought hope and healing to the world, showing all of us that he's the way, the truth, and the life.
他不光在那里教导门徒，而且在那里医病赶鬼，让这个世界可以看到他就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus did all things to bring glory to the Father.
耶稣所做的这一切都是要把荣耀带给他的父神。
And then before going to the cross, we see the Father again on the Mount of Transfiguration declare, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
那在他上十字架之前，在变化山上，我们也读到父在天上发声说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
Then we have the Last Supper and the preparation for the cross where the Lord Jesus dons a towel and a basin and takes the lowest place to wash the disciples' feet.
而在最后的晚餐的时候，我们也看到主耶稣他束上腰，然后拿上毛巾给他的门徒洗脚，在谦卑里面来服侍他们。
This includes Judas's feet who was about to betray him.
这也包括洗了犹大的脚，犹大就是那个卖主的犹大。
Then after that, we see him with sweat drops of blood in the garden, praying to the Father, saying, "Not my will, but thine be done."
我们也看到在客西马尼园的时候，主耶稣他如何的祷告，汗如血点流下来。他的祷告就是父啊，照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
So then Jesus took all our sin upon himself and took it to the grave and hung upon the cross.
那主耶稣他就担负着我们的罪，被钉在十字架上，而且被埋葬。
John chapter 8 verse 28 to 29.
在约翰福音的第八章二十八二十九节。
Jesus said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, excuse me, and I do nothing of my own initiative, but I speak the things as the Father taught me, and He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him.
在约翰福音第八章二十八二十九节这样说，所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的，那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
And further in John chapter 12 verses 49 to 50 we say the Lord speak this, for I did not speak of my own initiative, but the Father himselfWho sent me has given me commandment what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things that I speak just as the Father has told me.
在约翰福音十二章四十九到五十节，因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。
Jesus was God with the Father.
耶稣他是原是与父同等的。
Jesus certainly had all wisdom and understanding, but he consciously chose not to do anything without the Father's direction.
耶稣他有完全的智慧，完全的能力，但是他却在自己的心里面选择了，只有父讲他在讲，父做他在做。
He fully surrendered to what was the Father's will.
他完全向父的心意来降服。
And the Father showed great delight in His Son by raising Him from the dead and seating Him on the throne next to Him.
所以在父神的喜悦里面，神让他从死里复活，让他坐在天上，也赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And no doubt that Jesus continues seated on the throne to be the daily delight of His Father.
那我们可以毫无疑问地说，现在主耶稣他坐在父神的右边，也是天天成为父的喜悦。
Now, when we believe in Jesus, we identify ourselves with His death and His resurrection.
当我们信主的那一天开始，我们就与他的死与复活，来认同了。
Galatians 2:20, which I know most of you, I'm sure, memorized.
加拉太书第二章二十节，我相信很多人都能背出来。
Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, in the life which I now live in the flesh.I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Therefore, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, this is the life that we have available to us.Within us.
所以借着内住的圣灵，这个就是我们里面那个供应我们的生命。
And this life of Christ daily yearns to delight the Father in and through us.
而这个里面基督的生命，每一天都在可想来成为父的喜爱。
So that brings us to the second point of daily we are to be His delight.
所以现在我们来看第二方面，就是日日我们要为神所喜爱。
In the Proverbs 8:30 verses we read, verse 31 says, we see Jesus has his delight in the sons of men.
那我们也看到在箴言的第八章三十一节那里面，他也喜悦住在世人之间。
And then in Proverbs 8:34 we see, blessed is the man who listens to the Lord, watches daily at his gates, and waits at his doorpost.
而且呢在三十四节那里面也想到也讲到，日日在我门口仰望，在我门框旁边等候的那人便为有福。
So in the balance of our time, I want to just consider four ways that we daily can be, should be the delight of the Lord.
那我们下面就看看有四方面，我们如何我们是可以每天成为父的喜爱。
The first one will be full of the Holy Spirit.
第一件事就是要被圣灵充满。
The second one we'll talk about is treasure the word of God, which is one of the ways that we listen to him.
第二件事就是宝贵他的话语，我们要来听他。
The third will be deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow him, which is a watching at his gates.
那第三件事就是舍己，背起，天天背起我们的十字架来跟从他。那这个就是等候。
And then fourth, we'll touch on maintain the unity of the body, which is awaiting at his doorpost.
那第四呢，就是来保守身体的合一，这个就是在门框旁边等候。刚才前面讲到的是在门口仰望。
So be full of the Holy Spirit.
那第一件就是被圣灵充满。
When we believe, we receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们信主的时候，就接受了圣灵。
Every believer has the Holy Spirit.
每一个信主的人里面都有圣灵。
However, we need to be full of the Holy Spirit.
但是同时呢，我们需要被圣灵来充满。
Luke 11:13 puts it this way.
在路加福音第十一章第十三节这么讲。
Luke 11:13, which may be missing, so you'll have to look in your Bible. Okay.
所以大家现在要使用圣经了。
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Luke 11:13, 路加福音十一章十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
We need to earnestly ask to be full of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要非常恳切的来求主让圣灵充满我们。
You know, if we don't ask to be full of the Holy Spirit, it actually shows that weare more interested in the Lord's blessings than we are in what the Lord's heart is.
如果我们不求被圣灵充满的话，那就证明我们不是来求神的心意让他满足，而是求我们自己的需要而已。
The Lord has blessed us greatly, but we don't want to be focused on the blessings.
神他已经非常丰富地祝福了我们，但我们不要停在光是祝福的里面。
We want to develop a close, intimate, personal relationship with the blesser,The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所要的就是与这个赐福的源头赐福者来有一个亲密的关系。
And that relationship is nurtured and carried through the Holy Spirit that He's given within us.
而这个关系就是借着在我们的里面的圣灵这样来培养出来的。
But you see the warning that's on the screen. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Do not quench the Spirit.
但我们也看到一个警告，现在在投影上面，就是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章十九节，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So even though we have the Holy Spirit,
我们知道我们有圣灵。
If we don't obey Him, if we don't pay any attention to Him, then we quench the Spirit.
但是如果我们不听他，不顺从他，那这个圣灵就没有作用。
If we ignore Him, we quench the Spirit.
如果我们来完全忽略他的话，那就是消灭圣灵的感动。
If we don't recognize that there is really no good thing in us apart from that life that the Holy Spirit has brought to us, then we also quench the Spirit.
如果我们没有认识到离开了在我们里面那个生命的话，我们自己不能做什么，那我们也是消灭圣灵的感动。
We need to recognize our need for the Holy Spirit to be.The one that leads and is in charge of our life.
我们需要知道，圣灵才是那个在我们里面引领管理的。
So indulge me for a minute in a simple example, and I do not intend to say that one type of car is better than another type of car. So let's stay focused on the point.
我下面要举一个例子，但是大家不要从这个例子里面只听到哪种车比另外一种车更好。
So for my example, it's like our old man has a gasoline-powered engine.
这个例子呢，就是像我这样的这个老人家呢，我们用的是汽油的那种内燃机的车。
Gasoline engines are very complex, a lot of moving parts, and then only about 25% That combustion energy is actually produced into propulsion.
那这种油车呢，它里面有很多那些啊彼此连接的这些部件，非常多。而且呢，它只能把里面的汽油的能量的25%转换成一个驱动力。
So when we receive the Lord, the old man has been done away with. We don't just get our valves cleaned.
那我们接受主之后。并不是说这个老我的生命就被整洁了一下。
The old man is not made better. The engine's not fixed up. We actually get a whole new engine. We have an electric engine.
那我们呢接受主并不是说这个老的这个这个那个引擎呢是被修复了或者是怎么样。我们接受的是一个新的引擎，是一个电机的引擎。
So electric engine's actually got a lot less moving parts. It depends on magnets, but about 80% of that energy is actually produced into propulsion.
那这个电机呢，它里面的部件很少，而且呢，它是用这个磁力来驱动。这个能量有80%可以转换成驱动力。
So if you step on the pedal of an electric vehicle, you get an instant response. There's no lag time.
而且你如果是踩在这个电车的油门上面，是马上加速，没有任何的迟延。
However, our issue is we've received this new electric engine and we keep trying to pour gasoline into it.
那我们的问题就是里面虽然有了这个电车的引擎，却还在往里面加汽油。
This is of course a total disaster, but this is what happens when we try in our efforts to live the Christian life.
当然这是一个灾难性的事情，但这个就代表我们是要凭着自己来活一个基督徒的生活。
Instead of surrendering to the very life that's been put within us.
而不是来降服这个已经摆在我们里面的新生命。
The life that does delight the Father.
这个生命是可以让父得喜悦的。
Or perhaps we recognize that, okay, we've got a new engine, and now what I'm going to do is I'm going to charge it up, and then I'm going to run on the charge until it runs out.
那也许我们得了这个新生命呢，还有一个倾向，就是把它这个电充足之后就出去开，一直开到没电为止。
So I'm going to read my Bible, I'm going to go to a meeting, and now I'm charged up, and I'm going to go about my daily life just as normal until I'm fully out of energy and got to go get another charge.
我呢，今天带着圣经来参加聚会，然后被充电了。之后呢，这一个星期我就做自己的事，到最后这个电完全耗尽了。
However, the Lord's desire is that you are full of the Holy Spirit and you are plugged into the charge constantly.
但神要的是我们里面充满了圣灵，随时随刻每天我们都是一直在充电的这个源头上面有连接的。
You know, being full of the Holy Spirit is not just for those that are ministering the word or teaching the children or mopping the bathrooms.
那被圣灵充满这件事并不只是传道人呢，或者主日学的老师，或者那些在厕所里面做整洁的弟兄姐妹们才应该这样。
The Lord's intent is that each and every one of His children is not only does He has He's given you the Holy Spirit, but He wants each one of you to be full of the Holy Spirit.
那神的意愿是每一个信他的都接受了这个新生命的都可以有这个圣灵的充满，每天活出让他喜悦的生活。
You might remember Stephen in Acts chapter 6 and 7.
也许你会记得斯提凡就是在使徒行传第六章第七章里面所记载的。
It's recorded multiple times that Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit.
那里面讲到几次斯提凡是被圣灵充满的人。
Stephen was one of the seven chosen to serve tables to the widows.
这个斯提凡是七个被拣选来在服事上面在饭食上面服侍的执事之一。
To perform any service in the house of God, we need to be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那在神的家里，不管哪一样的服侍，都需要在圣灵的恩膏的下面。
But to be His daily delight, whether I'm at home, whether I'm at work, whether I'm in the grocery store, I still need to be full of the Holy Spirit.
那在我们每天的生活里面，在家里也好，在外面购物也好，在工作上也好，都需要有圣灵的这个恩膏。
The Holy Spirit is the one who brings me into and keeps us in the joy of the Lord.
是圣灵带我们进入，而且让我们得着父神的喜悦。
Romans 15:13.
罗马书第十五章十三节。
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那里面讲，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Saints, we need to be those every day that are asking to be full of the Holy Spirit for the sake of God's purpose.
所以圣徒们，我们需要被圣灵充满，然后天天来达成神的意愿。
It is not something that we can do or make happen, but He delights to answer our prayer.
这不是我们自己能做到的，但是我们的神他愿意，他喜悦听我们的祈求，而且完成他的工作。
And then if we've quenched the Holy Spirit and He reveals that to us, be quick to repent and get restored to that energy source.
那如果我们已经消灭了圣灵的感动，也愿意我们可以迅速的悔改，再回到，再连接到这个电的源头里面。
Lord has actually given each one of us gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's not important that we even know what gifts we have or don't have.
而且呢，事实上，每一个信主的人，神已经在圣灵里面给我们有各自的恩赐。那知不知道这个恩赐是什么，其实没那么重要。
But we must know the giver, and if we are obedient to the giver, then He will use those gifts for His glory and His gain.
但是我们必须要顺服这个赐恩者。当我们顺服赐恩者的时候，那许多美好的事就要发生了。
And He will exercise those gifts to the building of His church.
他会让我们来使用所赐予我们的恩赐，为着教会得建造。
So saints, it's not important whether you have 5 talents or 2 talents. It's more important what are you allowing the Lord to do with those talents.
所以我们得着2000两也好，5000两也好，这都不重要。最重要的就是我们顺服圣灵的带领。
Allowing those gifts of the Holy Spirit He's put in you to be used for His gain and His glory.
是允许神借着我们里面的恩赐来为着他的荣耀还有他的目的。
Again, it may be a gift of preaching the gospel. It may be a gift of encouraging the saints that you have.
也许呢，这个恩赐让我们来传福音。也许这个恩赐是让我们去关心彼此关心圣徒。
It may be a gift of teaching children, or it may be a gift of just giving rides to others and bringing them to the gatherings.
也许你的恩赐是教孩童，也许你的恩赐只是把人带到聚会里面来。
Gifts of singing or playing instruments or just caring for those that are ill.
也许你在音乐上面有恩赐，也许你就是在这些已经患病的圣徒里面来照顾他们。
The giver of the gifts knows how to use those gifts.
赐恩赐的主，他知道怎么样来使用这些恩赐。
Both the 5 talent and the 2 talent servant doubled what the Lord had given to him in bringing back glory to the Lord.
那这两千两跟五千两的两个仆人，他们都接受了这个恩赐，而且赚了，
Lord,
赚了另外的钱。
The Lord equally responded, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the master."
所以主向他们的回应都是一样，说好的。又良善又忠心的仆人，你们在不多的事上忠心，你可以进来享受主人的快乐。
He also told them, "You are faithful in a few things, and I will put you over many things."
而且他也对他们说，你们在不多的事上忠心，我要派你们管理更多的事。
On the other hand, the 1 talent servant, he hid what he had, and he was not useful.
但另外一方面，有一个得了1000两的这个仆人，他却没有达到他该有的用处。
And we may think, well, it's okay. As long as I get into heaven, I don't need rewards or I don't need to do great things for the Lord.
也许你的反应就是说，哎呀，这个也无所谓了。只要是我能够进天堂，那也是让神得荣耀的事。
This is not a humble thought. This is actually a rebellious thought.
这个并不是一个很谦卑的想法，仅仅进天国而已。这个是一个非常悖逆的想法。
The giver of the gifts has given us those gifts for His reason.
因为赐恩的，他把恩赐赐给我们，是他有他自己的原因的。
We don't lose our salvation, but there is great loss if we have the attitude of the 1 talent servant.
如果我们是带着这个1000两的得1000两的仆人的心态的话，那我们就要承受许多的损失。
There is a loss of reward. There is a weeping and gnashing of teeth talked about in the Bible, and there certainly the Father is not pleased.
不光我们失去奖赏，而且我们要在黑暗中哀哭切齿。更重要的是，我们不让父神得喜悦。
The Lord wants us to be full of the Holy Spirit, and He says, "Listen to the Holy Spirit that I've put in you."
所以神愿意我们被圣灵充满。他说，你们要听圣灵的声音。
Now, one of the ways we listen to the Lord is through the Word of God.
那有一个方式，我们来听圣灵的声音，就是来读他的话。
But more than just reading the Word of God, we need to learn to treasure the Word of God.
不光是来读他的话，我们来宝贵他的话语。
Now there are many, many, many verses that talk of the joy and nourishment found in the Word of God. I encourage you all to read Psalm 119.
有许多的章节讲到在神的话语里面得着那个甘甜跟供应。我鼓励大家来读诗篇119篇。
I think you will be amazed, but here's just a couple of verses to whet your appetite.
你一定读完之后觉得很惊异。那这里我只是选几处。
Psalm 119:93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life.
在119篇的第93节，我永不忘记你的训词，因你用这训词将我救活了。
And then Psalm 119:9-11, hopefully many have that memorized as well. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. Your word have I treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
那还有就是第九节、第十一节，我也是希望很多人已经把他们背下来了。少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Then in John 15:11, these things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
在约翰福音第十五章十一节，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And then in Jeremiah 15:16, second half.
然后在耶利米书的十五章第十六节后半段。
Your words were found and I ate them. Your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart.
我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
You know, seldom would any of us skip a meal.
我们中间经常我们经大概一般不会有一餐不去吃的。
Generally, we eat three meals a day, and if you're like me, you got to have snacks in between to bridge the gap.
一般来讲，我们每个人一天吃三顿。像我一样的话，我就在每顿之间还要吃一些那些零食，来弥补这个中间的这个空缺。
My wife thinks I eat all day long.
或者换句话说，我每天每时都在吃吃吃。
So we recognize we need physical food for nourishment, for health, for strength.
我们可以认识到这个物质上的食物是让我们得营养的、得供应的。
But how often do we read the Word of God?
但是我们有多经常来读神的话呢
？Is once a day even enough？
是不是一天一次足够呢
？And then when we read the Word of God, do we ask the Lord to open our eyes and to reveal Himself to us？
当我们来读神的话，有没有来求神打开我们的眼，把他的话解开呢
？And that we would hear His voice，
让我们可以听见他的声音。
Always look to discover something new, even in very familiar passages.
甚至当我们来读熟悉的章节的时候，我们要来求，要来期待，在这个里面找到新的意义。
It's not just text; it is our source of life.
这并不只是字句而已，这是我们生命的源头。
So meditate upon His word, share His word with others.
所以我们来思想他的话语，反复思想，而且呢，我们来彼此分享他的话语。
His words make known the path of life.And they bring us into His presence.
这个话语就是我们脚前的灯，也把我们带到他的同在里面。
Another way to delight the Lord daily and to enter into His joy is to daily deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him, as it says in Luke 9:23.
那另外一个为神所喜悦、进入他的快乐的，就是我们要舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
So wonderfully, the death of the old man makes way for this new man.
而且我们这个老我的死去，就是为着让这个新生命有一条路。
For this life to be manifested, but often we need to be willing to deny ourselves and say, "Not my will, but Thine be done, Lord."
所以，当这个新生命要被彰显的时候，我们必须要在自己里面说，不照我的意思，照你的意思。
We need to be those that literally inquire to the about or inquire of the Lord.About everything.
我们应该是在每件事上都来向神求问的。
Submit every plan you make to the Lord.
把我们的每一个计划放在神面前，求他 来顺服在他的带领下面。
In times of affliction, look to the Lord and say, Lord, what are you wanting to do? How do you want to take what the enemy may mean for evil and turn it to good?
那在每一个苦难的里面向神来求，虽然仇敌他是要来毁坏我们，但是要做这些邪恶的事情，但是神他就可以借着这些事让我们得益处。
The Lord wants us to come and abide in Him through the affliction, into that coming ever closer into that relationship with Him.
神所要得着的就是我们可以在他的同在里面，进入与他那个亲密的关系里面。
Remember Joseph when he was sold into slavery by his brothers and then later falsely accused and thrown into prison.
我们还记得吗？就是约瑟，他被自己的兄弟诬告来冤枉，而且呢被卖给别人做奴隶。
Extremely difficult and challenging situations, but each time it says that the Lord was with Joseph and everything he touched prospered.
这是在一个何等困难、何等非常关键的时刻。但是圣经告诉我们，无论约瑟做什么，尽都顺利。
Or I think of Paul and Silas at midnight when they had been beaten and then shackled and thrown into the prison.
而且我们也记得保罗和希拉他们被关在监里的时候，却在那里还是喜乐，还是唱诗敬拜。
It was a very dark time, but there they were singing praises and praying to the Lord.
虽然很黑暗的这个时候，但是他们却在那里唱诗来敬拜，来赞美主。
Paul and Silas could not muster this up in their own strength.
保罗希拉并不是靠自己的力量来做这样的事。
None of us could, but in denying themselves and allowing the Holy Spirit to come and minister to them, they were in the presence of the Lord.
我们没有人能够做到，但是如果我们舍己来容许圣灵在我们里面带领，就可以这样来赞美我们的神。
And they allowed His overcoming life to then be seen and heard by all the other prisoners, by the jailer. What a tremendous gospel meeting it was.
而且呢，让主的荣耀可以被我们周围的人看见，当时的狱卒那个监牢长，他们都可以看见，这是何等的一个福音聚会。
I wonder if that was on Paul's mind when he wrote in 1 Thessalonians 1:6, having received the word during great affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
那我就在思想，是不是因此保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面第一章第六节后面写道，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
Interestingly enough, in the Bible, we see Paul that was given gifts of healing, and he was able to heal many people.
非常有意思的事情就是在圣经里面，我们看到保罗有医治的恩赐，他也医治了许多的病人。
However, Paul had an extreme ailment, a thorn in the flesh that made him cry out to the Lord.
但是保罗却有一个病在他的身上，就是他肉体上的有一根刺。
And he cried out to the Lord 3 times in agony, and the Lord finally met him and said, "There's something much greater, Paul, than just physical healing."
他是在这个伤痛的哀痛的里面向神求了3次，让神挪去这根刺，但是神却说，我有更多的更好的来预备。
The Lord told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you.
因为神向保罗讲过，我的恩典是足够你使用的。
And then Paul actually testified later that that thorn ultimately he saw as a blessing from the Lord that kept him from becoming proud and taking his eyes off the Lord.
那后来保罗他自己见证，这根在他肉身上的刺成了他的祝福，让他被提醒，他他可以不自高，可以在神面前谦卑。
Paul saw that the ability he had to heal was not his ability at all; it was the Holy Spirit that he allowed to work through him and in him.
所以他没有任何的骄傲，他知道他能带给人的医治不是自己的能力，而是圣灵借着他所做的。
You know, sometimes we think that things, well, okay, that's great for some things, but other things, they're just routine or mundane.
有的时候我们想到有些事是很好的，但有些事只是一些程序、一些规定，对神来讲也不重要。
Surely they're not important to the Lord.
对神来讲也不重要。
I'm going to make this decision of what I'm going to buy at the store, or I'm going to make this decision of what I'm going to do with my day off from work.
那我呢现在要来决定去商店里面买什么东西，我要决定在这个假期里面我要做什么。
We often do that thinking, well, it's too small, the Lord's not interested in it, but the Lord's interested in us talking to him about absolutely everything.
那我们觉得这是小事，神也不在乎，但神很愿意我们在每件事上来与他交通，向他求问。
The lie of the enemy would be, well, that's not important. You don't need to talk to the Lord about that.But the reality is every good relationship is founded on communication.
仇敌在我们里面要说谎，说这些事不重要，不要去麻烦神。但其实与神亲密的关系就是在这样每件小事上的交通而开始的。
Our Lord wants to communicate with us. He wants us to build that relationship through communicating with him about everything.
神他愿意我们与他交通，在每件事上与他这样交通的时候，这个关系与他的关系就可以被建立。
You know, often we act like we have a hybrid engine.
我们呢，现在这个引擎像是混动的。
So it's going to run on gasoline for a while, and then when I need the Lord, I'll run on my electric engine.
就是有的时候呢，我靠自己在这个油车的引擎里面走一段，然后呢，靠神的时候我就使用电车了。
This new life is not a hybrid engine.
但是我们这个新生命不是一个混动的引擎。
Praise the Lord that the old man was totally done away with.
我们要赞美神，因为这个旧人已经被解决了。
And now the question is, am I allowing the Lord to be the Lord of my life?
那问题就是我们有没有让主在我们的生命里面成为我们的主。
We can often miss a divine appointment the Lord wants to bring into our path just as we go through our day. So we can often miss a divine appointment that the Lord wants to. So if we're going about our day, our schedule, my day, right? Walking even through the mall. Sometimes I don't want to make eye contact with people, right?
有的时候我们是要照自己的意思来活，但忘了这个神神圣的主宰。有的时候比如说我只愿意跟这个人，不愿意跟那个人，甚至我连看他都不愿意看他。
But sometimes the Lord has a divine appointment. He wants somebody you want that he wants to bring in your path.
但是神呢，他给我们有的时候安排一些神圣的约会，让我们一定要去见某个人。
Even as you strike up a conversation with the teller at the grocery store, the Lord can do great things if we are open to allowing him to do that.
如果我们对着神让他允许他在我们身上做的话，有的时候可能到商店跟这个收银员去讲几句话，也可以完成神的旨意。
Sometimes because we're so self-centered, we're too busy, or our schedule doesn't allow us to be attentive to what the Lord may want.
也许我们有的时候太忙碌，是为着自己的事一直在那里动作，却没有来在乎神他要做什么。
Or oftentimes it's just that we really don't trust the Lord.
那很多时候其实我们就是不信靠神。
We never say that, but we get very anxious, we get very worried, we get very concerned, and we're trying to fix things, right?
虽然我们外面不说，但很多时候里面呢，真想解决这个事情，是带着焦急，带着一个那样的急迫。
Instead of recognizing, we know that he can handle it, but we need to give it to him and let him handle it.
而不是把这件事交给他，向他来承认他可以解决我们的问题。
Sometimes we can use excuses like, my English is not very good.
有的时候我们可以用一个借口，就是我的英文不好。
Or, my Chinese is non-existent.
或者像我这样，我根本就不会讲中文。
And in that, we may avoid an interaction or even an encounter or a fellowship with somebody.
如果这样的话，那我们就拒绝了，也失去了一个机会与人来交流。
And the reality again is sometimes that's because we're focused on ourselves instead of being focused on Christ.
那这个就是因为我们的注意力是在自己身上，而不是在我们的主，在神身上。
Are we willing to die to ourselves and let the Lord build his church and bring us into the joy that he has.
那我们愿不愿意对自己死，让神让借着我们来建造教会，让他得喜悦。
So lastly, just a note about maintaining the unity of the Spirit in the body of Christ.
那最后一方面就是关乎在神的身体里面来保守合一，是借着圣灵。
Ephesians 4:1, and you're going to have to look in your Bible again because I think I did not put this on a slide.
以弗所书第四章第一节，大家可以来使用圣经，因为应该是没有在投影里面。
Ephesians 4:1, therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
以弗所书第四章第一节开始，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So what does Jesus think of his church?
那耶稣想到他的教会是什么呢？
You know, Jesus sacrificed his life on behalf of the church.
耶稣是为着教会而舍命的。
What is our attitude when we gather together with the saints?
我们与圣徒聚集的时候是带着什么态度呢？
Do we seek to be gathered or sometimes avoid it?
我们是来寻求这样的聚集呢，还是说我要避免跟大家聚集？
Do we think it is a burden or...Do we have trouble gathering with certain brothers or sisters?
我们是不是思想与某些人聚在一起，对我来讲是一个沉重的负担？
Paul's attitude he wrote down in 1 Thessalonians 2, 19-20.
那保罗带着一个很沉重的心意，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章这样来写。
Paul wrote, For who is our hope?Or joy or crown of exaltation, is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our joy, our glory and joy.
当然不是一个沉重的心，也许是一个喜乐的心哈。保罗这样说，我们的盼望和喜乐所夸并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
For Paul, his glory and joy, he told the Thessalonians, was to see them in the presence of the Lord, prepared at his second coming.
当保罗说他看到以色列的圣徒们在神的面前预备他再来的时候，这就成为保罗的荣耀和喜乐。
Paul took great joy in seeing others delighting in the Lord and knowing the Lord delighted in them.
保罗看到有人在主里面找到喜悦，而且呢，让神得喜悦这件事情，就成为了他的满足。
Paul was willing to deny himself for the sake of the church being brought into maturity and into the delight of the Father and the Son.
那保罗他为着教会能够成为父的喜悦，他宁愿舍掉他自己。
Because he knew the heart of the Father.And his desire and his purpose.
因为他知道神的心意，神的旨意。
When the Father is satisfied, we are greatly satisfied.
当我们的父得满足的时候，我们就要得极大的满足。
So in closing, Jesus was and is daily the delight of his Father.
所以在总结的时候，我们看到耶稣，他就是从以前一直到现在，一直到永远，都是父的喜悦。
And we, through the life of God that is in us, His intent is for us to daily be His delight.
那借着我们里面的生命，对我们来讲，我们的目的就是天天让父来得喜悦。
So may we be those daily that are asking to be full of the Holy Spirit.
愿意我们是那个天天来求神，让圣灵充满我们的。
Those who are treasuring and feeding upon His Word.
让我们成为那些不光来读思想，而且让他的话语成为我们生命的。
And those who are willing to deny ourselves, take up our cross and to follow him.
而且成为那个愿意舍己、背起自己的十字架来跟从他的。
And to be those that are maintaining the unity of the body of Christ.
成为那些是在神的身体主的身体里面来保守合一的人。
May Christ gain his bride and therefore there be a real fullness of joy.
愿意主得着他的心腹，那这就是那极大喜乐可以得满足的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that you have a glorious purpose.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你有一个荣耀的心意。
By your grace and by your love, you include us in that purpose.
因着你的恩典，因着你的爱，你把我们也包括在这个里面。
You've created us for that purpose.
你创造了我们，就是为着这样的目的。
Lord, may we learn daily to deny ourselves, to come to you and ask, and Lord, and be full of your Spirit.
愿意我们是那些每天来舍己，背起自己十字架，跟随你的人，让你可以得喜悦。
To allow you to do that work that is building your church, and Lord, where you can come and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the master."
我们允许你在我们身上做工，让教会可以成全完备。这个时候，我们也可以得着你的称赞，说：“好的，啊，又良善又忠心的仆人，你可以进来享受主人的快乐。”
Lord, it is our desire to daily be your delight that you would have.The fullness of joy you desire.
主啊，我们真的是愿意把自己交在你手中，让我们成为天天日日成为父的喜悦，让你得极大的满足。
Do continue to take your word, plant it deep in our hearts, and Lord, may it grow and gain glory and honor and praise unto you.
愿意你的话可以深深地种在我们的里面，而且可以成长收成，可以让你得着你所要得着的荣耀，所有的尊贵权柄都归给你。
Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。